This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, well, there you go. 16,009.99 on the Dow today. Anything else we need to say about that? No? All right, let's move on. How about the Senate and the filibuster then, the changes? Anything there for us, marketplace, business, and economy-wise? Nah, I don't think so, not really. So, what about Obamacare, or as the White House would now apparently prefer, the Affordable Care Act? They haven't been using Obamacare much at the White House lately. And the president said the other day his health care law is going to need some serious rebranding when it launches. So bearing in mind that no matter how bad Obamacare has been, people gotta buy insurance because it's the law. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains what a good marketing campaign might look like.
First thing first, this is out.
Obamacare.
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 This is in.
The Affordable Care Act.
The Affordable Care Act.
The Affordable Care Act.
In his hour-long speech last week, Obama didn't utter the word Obamacare once. Good choice, says Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup, the polling giant. Newport says research out this week shows people responded very differently to the two labels.
Sure enough, if you say Obamacare, don't mention Affordable Care Act, you get the most negative reaction.
Gallup found only 38% of Americans approve when they hear Obamacare, but approval jumped to 45% when saying the Affordable Care Act. Of course, the larger point is, no matter what you call it, more than half of Americans still don't like the new health care law.
The North Star here for the Obama administration on this issue is trust.
PR crisis consultant Chris Lehane, who worked in the Clinton White House and knows his share of controversy, says rebranding means reestablishing credibility.
Every single comment that's made needs to be through that prism. Does this enhance our credibility, or does this imperil our credibility?
Lehane says even if they're modest, the White House must string together a series of accomplishments to prove the administration can deliver. But the administration will be dodging bullets every step of the way. Republicans are trying to undermine the law. They've got a 17-page battle plan, and the law is under assault from insurers.
Things don't always work like they're supposed to. Good thing the government exchange website isn't the only place to buy health insurance. Just visit wellmark.com/simple.
That Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield ad is running in Iowa and South Dakota. But no matter how bad Obamacare / Affordable Care Act has been, it's got one big advantage. People have to have insurance. It's the law. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.